Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's 8 o'clock. It is Monday morning, the 22nd day of April, 2024. Good morning, everyone. I'm Scott Micklin. Thanks for tuning in to KSJE 90.9 FM over the air here in San Juan County, New Mexico. In Durango, Colorado, we broadcast, of course, at 103.3 FM. And if you're anywhere else on the planet and want to tune us in, just go to our website, ksje.com. I also want to welcome our viewers this morning. The video of this program is streaming out live to the KSJE Facebook page and also to our YouTube channel. So welcome aboard, everyone. I'm so glad that you are all with us this morning, because coming up in the next few moments, our guests from Child Haven this morning talking about some of their events that are coming up this spring, and also a very special event that is happening actually on another continent. We'll tell you more about that in just a moment here on KSJE this morning. Then later on, of course, as we do on Mondays, we'll check in with Lewis Campbell and talk technology. It is our Monday reboot segment right here at 8:50 a.m. on KSJE. Mick Hess is standing by. He's going to take us roving with the arts. Our daily classical music program begins after the news at 9:06 on KSJE this morning. Don't forget, we invite you to connect with us on X, formerly known as Twitter, and Instagram, in addition to Facebook and YouTube. And if you're a podcast person, you can subscribe for free to KSJE Podcasts and maybe discover a new local program that you may have missed. They're available wherever you're probably already listening to podcasts. Outside our studios here at San Juan College, it is a sunny Monday morning, 49 degrees already in Farmington. We're expecting a partly sunny day today with a high of 74. Partly cloudy skies tonight, the low 49 degrees, and tomorrow more sunshine, 76 for a high on Tuesday, and again on Wednesday with overnight lows right near 50. Bit cooler on Thursday, partly sunny, 65 for a high, overnight lows of 42, and then maybe Friday night, chance of showers developing, and maybe some more chances for rain on Saturday, and we'll keep an eye on that as the week progresses. I'll be back with my guests right after this on KSJE. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The caregivers of San Juan Regional Medical Center are committed to bettering the quality of life, health, and care of individuals, families, and our communities. Life is their sacred trust. Better is their mission. Here is their home. San Juan Regional Medical Center, improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. And back at Studio A with my guest this morning, as I mentioned, from Child Haven, joining me once again. Welcome back to KSJE, Andrea Pena from Child Haven. Always good to see you. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me on again.
You bet. Great to have you here. And you brought with you a special guest, because Bonnie Adams is back with us, the noted artist from Aztec. It's true. And she is here as well. Bonnie Adams, good morning.
Good morning.
You made a face at me, so I had to say that. Yes.
Noted artist.
And very talented, if I might say so myself. But it's great to have you here to talk about your connection to Child Haven in just a moment. So thank you for being here as well. Andrea, I want to start with you, though, and talk about some of the things that are happening. You've had a busy week, and we still were able to get you on Monday, but you had a coffee event last Friday, I know. I'm sorry I missed it, but I think it went very, very well.
It did. So on Thursday, we had an event with the CYFD foster care program.
True.
Trying to collaboratively recruit for foster parents for both regular foster care, is what CYFD handles. Child Haven has therapeutic foster care, and we both need more foster parents, so they invited us over to an event. And that was great to connect. And then Friday, we had the Focus on Farmington Coffee with the Farmington Chamber of Commerce. There were a lot of people there. I didn't get a head count, but it was at Artifacts, and there were just people everywhere, and it was amazing, and we were so thankful to both the Chamber and to Artifacts for helping put that together for us. A little thread through that was from the event the night before, some of the state officials that are involved in, you know, higher level things with CYFD came to the coffee.
Nice.
And they were so impressed with our community. We had been doing a awareness piece on our social media called Save Jane. The idea of every child that we serve, it's a child worthy of recognition, but we can't say their name. Mm-hmm. So we call them Jane Doe and John Doe. And so we recognize those children by having Jane Doe and John Doe names and their ages on a banner. And the staff that was in from Albuquerque, the CYFD staff had said that they had not seen a county area come together like that around child abuse awareness. And so what a tribute to our community.
Right.
And beyond Child Haven and the work we do, we can't do the work we do without the support of our community. And mm-hmm. to hear that verified was very validating. And so thank you, Farmington and San Juan County.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. And of course, Child Haven has been doing this work for a long time, and mm-hmm. it's very much needed in the community, and has a great Child Haven has a great reputation for the work that you do in raising awareness about Jane Does and John Does and all those kids that are come through the doors of Child Haven that have stories, but we can't really name them.
Right. But giving the piece of they are so worthy of our continued support, whether it's volunteering, whether it's being just a wonderful community member like Bonnie who just cares and sees how we can fill in the gaps and make their childhood better.
Right.
So.
Very true. And that's a great segue to Bonnie Adams.
Yes.
And why she is here this morning and what she is about to do to benefit Child Haven. And so, Bonnie, you are about to embark
On a pilgrimage.
Right.
My husband, Dr. Merrill Adams, who taught here, that's why I gave his full name,
yes.
and I are going to be traveling to Spain, and we will be walking from Samos, Spain, to Santiago de Compostela. It is the Camino, it's called. There was a movie called The Way with Charlie Sheen a while back that talked about that. The Camino, people have walked it from all over the world for quite a number of years since it was back in 1045 they began to build.
Well, that is quite a number of years.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, it is. It really is. And actually, what's interesting is when the Moors took over Spain, the only part that was left to Christendom was the upper corner of Spain there, which was part of the Camino.
I see. That's what we see on the screen. That's kind of this area. And you're not walking the entire route that we see on the screen.
No, that's like 500 miles, and we are old.
Well,
you don't have six months
to do it either, probably, right?
No, wouldn't that be nice? We're going to walk the last 81 miles.
Okay, so about where the dark blue is on the screen, I would say.
Yeah, if you look at it, you see León, mm-hmm. and then you go toward the left of the screen, toward the coast, and you see Sarria. Well, to the right of that, there's where the red meets the blue. Right about there is where Samos is.
Okay.
And we'll be walking that route. So it will be walking for 10 days,
mm-hmm.
and the average is 9 to 11 miles a day.
Sure.
And so that will be really interesting.
But this has been a pilgrimage for centuries, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
really
that's what
been.
You're talking about, right?
So the history of it is St. James,
mm-hmm.
right? So that was one of the disciples of Christ. He was commissioned to go to Spain to
preach, you know, I suppose,
yeah,
right?
To preach. And then he went back to Jerusalem, and he was beheaded, martyred. And the story is that his disciples put him on a boat, his dead body on a boat, and an angel guided the boat all the way to the shore in Spain, where he was either a shepherd or a hermit, found the boat, buried the saint, and in 813, another person found his body, and they made it a holy site
mm-hmm.
over time. So
Got
people
it.
Walk for penance, people walk for peace. People walk for all kinds of reasons.
And you are walking for a special reason, too.
Well, I'm walking for two reasons. My first reason was I'm actually entering the last stage of my life, like it or not, and I want to think about my past life and decide my focus for the future. That's my personal reason for walking. And one day my daughter said, Mom, you're going to go do this. Why don't you do it for something else as well? And I thought, well, duh, what a great idea. And of course, I thought of Child Haven because, you know, I'm looking at my future, and Child Haven is all about the future. It is about our children and in our society, how many hurt and broken children and broken families there are. And this is a local thing, and it takes care of our people here. So what better thing? So my hope is that people will contribute to my walk, and then that those monies will go directly to Child Haven. They'll be right wherever I post or anything, there'll be a link. And if people don't know about Child Haven, they can learn so much more about what they do. And then you can give a dollar a mile, 10 cents a mile, 10, 100, 1,000, whatever.
Yeah, a you're mile. Flexible, aren't you? Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Let your heart speak. Go on your own personal pilgrimage.
Right.
And support the walk. The other thing I'm doing is I'm not Catholic, but Catholics have this idea of praying for an intention. Uh-huh. So I have certain people who things are happening in their lives. So as I walk, I also want to think about them. And I'll be thinking about Child Haven and carrying them on a pilgrimage too.
Right.
So it's a whole lot of different reasons. But I think a very important reason for everyone is Child Haven.
Very true. How about that, Andrea?
Isn't that amazing? So we get this call. We're planning our normal
spring
fundraiser. We're calling it the spring campaign, the Child Haven Foundation spring campaign. So we're planning this, and we get this call from Bonnie, and we're just, yeah, let's just do this. And so she'll be sharing information on her social platforms as she does her journey. We'll be following her. But whether people are giving as sponsors for our upcoming event, so this is a little bit of a change for our spring campaign. We're doing a party in the park, and we'll see if Bonnie's able to come. We've invited her to come, but Bonnie may or may not be there. We'll see.
Right.
But we're gonna do a party in the park because the city recently updated the park right next to Child Haven, and it's beautiful. So we're gonna celebrate all these wonderful things. People who rally around us, raising support for the work we're doing, and having food and fun. And so there's kind of a lot going on.
That's true.
Let's go ahead and let's do it, right?
But why not? How exciting. And so, Bonnie, this trip is going to take place in the summer, or when are you planning to go?
Well, one of the interesting things about the pilgrimage is they say the pilgrimage starts when you leave your home. We are leaving on the 31st to drive. We have another couple, Steve and Kathy.
31st of May.
The 31st of April.
I'm sorry.
That would be better.
Oh, okay.
As in, we should be, we'll be in Spain a week from Thursday.
Okay, but so, there is no 31st of April. That's why I'm confused.
30th.
Okay.
That's right, I'm confused.
Sometimes
too,
at the end
like
of the
I
month.
Said,
okay, we
that's
got
right,
it.
That's right, 30 days past September.
Thank you.
Anyway, so
it's on soon.
The 30th, yeah, we will be driving to Phoenix. We'll get in a plane May 1st, and we will fly to Madrid.
Mm-hmm.
We'll spend a little time there, then we have to. The trains are messed up in Spain right now. I don't know what's going on. We were going to take trains everywhere, so we had to reconfigure, and we're going to fly to Santiago and take a bus to Sarria, take a taxi to Samos, and then start your walk
back,
which will be 10.
Okay.
10 days.
Okay.
And then we're going to do a little bit more travel, and we will be back on the 24th.
Gotcha. That'll be May.
May.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, I think it is.
And again, as we were talking, this route has been traveled for centuries.
Mm-hmm.
And so
do you
look forward to that feeling of I guess, being part of that history as take this pilgrimage?
Yeah. And I would like to, we'll see how it goes this year, but we're going with a couple. And next year, God willing, I would like to do it probably from either Pamplona or from León, we'll see. But the route, I can imagine the history, the Camino, there's all these yellow arrows that guide you on the way, and also a scallop shell. It's very, very, very typical. Pilgrims wear the scallop shells, exactly. They're in the ground, they're in the walkways, and you walk, if you walk the whole thing, you walk over mountains, you walk through vineyard areas, and this is very accepted by the Spanish people. I love Spain. Spain is wonderful. The people in Spain are absolutely, absolutely some of the nicest people I've ever met in my life. So I would go to Spain every year if I could. On the way, if you're going to carry your belongings, they're en bergerie, and it's like a hostel. Mm-hmm. And they're set up by the government and by the Catholic Church. And for like 3 to 8 or 10 euros a night, you can stay in bunk beds and all of that. They even have the little restaurants along the way, the little villages have special pilgrim meals that you can get. And it, so the whole thing, there will be a sense of antiquity and a feeling, I'm sure, of all the footsteps that have walked before.
Right.
You know, so it is a wonderful thing. It is a wonderful thing.
Right.
So I'm looking forward.
Very cool. And we're showing on the screen the marker that you described and the mm-hmm. shell. And that is kind of a symbol of St. James, is mm-hmm. what I recall, right?
Yeah, yeah. One of the stories, because there's a lot of myths. I read them. Mm-hmm. One of the myths is that when his body in the boat hit the shore of Spain, there was a wedding going on, and it startled everyone, and the horse that the groom was on bolted and landed in the ocean, but a miracle happened and he was saved. But when he rose up out of the water, he was covered with seashells, scallops.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's one of the little mythological
stories. Yeah.
So
okay.
There's a bunch.
Right.
But yeah, that the scallop is what you see for everyone.
Right. Very cool. And I guess the thing that I'm thinking of that it reminds me of, this pilgrimage, is maybe the Chimayo pilgrimage that we have in New Mexico around
oh.
Easter time, right? When
oh,
when,
okay,
when
yes.
a lot of the uh-huh. Faithful walk mm-hmm. The highway to Chimayo and the Santuario and those types of things. This seems very similar to me. Maybe I'm wrong, but...
No, there's different pilgrimages, too. This is the Camino de Santiago, mm-hmm. but there's also the one that people walk to Jerusalem.
Sure.
And, you know, things like that.
Right.
So all over, the concept of a pilgrimage is probably the same wherever it's done.
Sure. Thank
so,
you.
Yeah.
And you've been to Spain before,
yes.
just not this particular part of Spain, or have you been to this part too?
Last year I went with a group. This is how we first started thinking about it, from the college.
Okay.
We went with them and did this whole thing all the way from Barcelona up through Pamplona and León and Burgos and all of this. And
okay.
One of the ways, we were on a bus and we saw the pilgrims walking. And we thought that would be a wonderful thing to do. And so began the rudiments of an idea.
And start the plans began, perhaps,
yeah.
from a little spark, perhaps,
little
right?
Little spark, yeah.
And you've mentioned Pamplona a couple of times. I just want to make sure you're not there at the time of the running of the bulls.
No. That would be
cool. Something else.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, that would be cool. But,
okay.
Well, Pamplona, we won't be
not this time.
In Pamplona. Pamplona is all the way up to the upper right, and you
That's
can
right.
see what a walk that would be.
It would be.
León would be more. León is one of my favorite cities in Spain, though. León's beautiful.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, yeah.
Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go back to Andrea Pena about this whole trip, and so we'll start seeing more about Bonnie's trip, I think, through
yes.
Child Haven and things like that. Oh, what else?
Well, I forgot to say, this is one of the things I wanted to say.
Yes.
every day, I'm going to make a video of the walk.
So I hear video is very popular these days.
Oh,
even radio stations
have
them.
Well, is it video?
Yeah, you're right.
Okay,
no, you're
okay.
right. No,
so
I'm just
I'll
saying, because
be...
we have video and, you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
so
yeah.
everybody.
So I'm going to be making a little, what we've done, little bits throughout the day. I'll
okay.
post it on my Facebook. I'll post it on my TikTok. I'm there as Xander Valley. I know, everybody needs a handle. And I'll be sending it to Andrea, and she'll be posting it on
Wonderful.
Her stuff. So you can follow the walk if you want, and actually see what it's like through the eyes of a pilgrim.
Very
so,
cool.
Yeah.
We'll look forward to that and whatever adventures you find along the way, I suppose,
yes,
and you'll be
yes.
commenting on. So
drinking wine.
Well,
there's
that's
a lot of that goes on in the community.
Spain.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you? when in Rome or Spain.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good. We'll look forward to that. So, Andrea,
Vino tinto.
You will be sharing these videos from Bonnie, right?
Sharing her journey as she goes on it, and excited to follow her and see how that goes for her and her husband. It's going to be wonderful.
Very much.
And again, just focusing so much on the community and a community member rallying behind us, and in such a creative way. Clearly, you're creative.
Right.
And also, much more, I don't know if it's tech savvy, but you have more platforms than I do. I don't even have Twitter. So I'm also very impressed in that way.
Right.
So I think that the spirit behind Child Haven, why Child Haven was even started, was when community members saw a need that children in our community deserve better. They deserved to have safety and security and shelter, to have programs that supported them as they experienced crisis situations. And by you doing this and reaching out to us just shows that that community spirit is still here even 55 years later. Yeah. So it is so meaningful to us that you even thought to include us in this significant part of your life and your journey. And so as a model of community, we're in this together, and we're also rallying behind you as you do it. So,
well, the most important thing is Child Haven. What I'm doing is, okay, it's important to me. But the most important thing is the kids in our community, is the families in our community, because broken children don't come from healthy families generally.
Right.
There's a history there. There's an ongoing thing. And Child Haven breaks that cycle. You know, it is such a hope-filled thing. And that's the most important thing, is the work that you guys are doing. You guys are the real heroes and the real people who are doing so much for our community. And I don't think people know enough about it. So,
very true. I think you're exactly right. And we've seen and talked to Andrea and others about the success stories of Child Haven. There are many, many children maybe who came broken, who now are productive members of society and who continue to give back. And that cycle has been broken. They are raising healthier kids and having healthier families and things like that. And that's all really the goal. And sometimes it's really hard to break those patterns, isn't it?
It is. And I'm reminded, as you're saying that, I recently did a presentation at one of our local high schools and talking about the services we do and talking about the shelter, and they have the schedule. And one of the kids was like, yeah, and they'd have this routine. And I was like, you seem to know quite a bit about Child Haven. And that young person had been at the shelter and went through the foster care system, recently adopted, and has huge plans to join the military and is very involved in school and wanted to talk about, you know, coming and tutoring at Child Haven. And it's just, you know, even with the Save Jane concept that we're doing to just kind of bring that humanity side to it, just to see lives impacted and wanting to further themselves and knowing that there were people behind them in the hardest of circumstances to help them, and when they want to become the helpers on the other side, is just incredible. And it's an honor to be part of such an organization, and also hope to inspire others to be a part in whichever way they can. So whether it's volunteering, we really need more CASA volunteers. I can't talk enough about foster care. I even wore my foster care shirt today.
Right, right.
We need more foster parents in San Juan County. What's happening is when there's not enough foster homes here, children are having to go to other areas in the state, and that creates more traumatic experiences for them, less connection to the support system that is left here. And so if people think about it starting today, and it takes them a couple years to commit to being a CASA volunteer or a foster parent, that's okay. But we'd love to start the conversation. We have our foster care building on Apache Street. Stop by, give us a call. You know, whichever way you can get a hold of us, we're glad to talk to people about that.
Very true. And the need is there, and and is not going away.
Yes. And I must mention, of course, our Children's Advocacy Center and the therapy programs available there. There are free therapy services available to the community. And so, and then we also, of course, do our joint investigations with law enforcement there. And I mentioned shelter. I always have to make sure, did I mention every program? And I think I have. But it all is encompassing to ensure that we can help these children and meet Child Haven's mission of lifting children from crisis to hope. And so that is what it's all about.
Very true. And the efforts of Bonnie Adams and Dr. Merrill Adams will help to send that message back across the pond, as they say, as you go on this trip.
Yeah. And your money is well spent because it's invested in the children of your own community. So that's an important thing. And anything that I could do to help raise more money for the kids of our community is not a big deal at all. But it's a big deal for you all to have your hearts touched and moved and go ahead and help support this wonderful thing. And if you can't be a foster parent, and I understand, not everybody can, or if you can't volunteer physically, you can volunteer your wallet. And there's always a lot of things that want your wallet, but you know, it's easy to give up go on your own pilgrimage, give up one thing a day, and instead of that one thing, support a child.
Right.
Support the growth of your own community.
Very true. Well said.
Very well said.
Yep. Very good. Well, thank you both for coming in this morning. I appreciate it very much. Bonnie Adams, good luck on this exciting, meaningful.
Exhausting
is another word you could use. Pilgrimage that you and your husband will be going on. I think it's very exciting. I would love to be able to maybe share a couple of your videos maybe during this, when maybe Andrea will come back, if we could do that.
Happy for you to do that.
And see some of your adventures. And we wish you well. Do you have your? I'm sure you've thought about this. Your walking shoes. You've got specific shoes.
Oh my gosh! I have
for this
trekking
trip.
Poles. I've learned to use trekking poles.
All right.
I have walking shoes. I have a hat.
Okay. You're all set.
I'm all set.
And Merrill too. Dr. Adams as well. Very good. Well, it sounds like an amazing trip, both personally and for the community. So thank you for including Child Haven in this very special trip that you're about to go on and sharing it with us.
Yeah. Thank you, Scott, for having us here.
You bet. It's always great to have you here, and Andrea as well. Andrea Pena, thank you for coming in. And the work, of course, of Child Haven, you and your colleagues. I mean, we can't say enough about the work that you all do day in, day out.
Well, thank you for that, and thank you for making the wonderful pitch to donate. If people want to do so, our website, childhavennm.org. Follow our Facebook or Instagram page. Those are ways people can find how to support this work that we're doing, and I'm always so honored to join the conversation with you, Scott. Thank you for having us on.
You bet. And if folks want to be a CASA volunteer or a foster parent, they can find out and connect through Facebook and Instagram as well. That's another great way to do that. So wonderful. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
My guest this morning right here with me on KSJE.
When an algorithm decides if you qualify for medical treatment, from American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.